good afternoon once again from the Harvest Stages Rally, an event which is being dominated by Patter Horson and Damien Connolly in their Ford Fiesta WRC, and that's despite the car having a misfire through the opening loop. They lead this rally after three stages by 32.4 seconds from the chasing pack. The big story from early on was the defending champions Declan and Brian Boyle, who were gunning for four in a row, slipping off the road 2 kilometres into the first stage, bringing an end to their title defence and their hopes of that unprecedented four in a row Harvest Stages title. It's been the story of the boys' year. Once again, very, very unlucky, slipping off the road, no major damage to the car, was just a case they got stuck and they couldn't get back out. So since that, Patter Horson has really been dominating this event since 2K into the first stage. He's been fastest on all three on stage two, which was over 18 kilometres through the hills and the mountains between Fulcala and Chrysler, and then in Port Lake he was fastest on stage 3 as well. His time 2 minutes 42.2 in Port Lake. That stage has been cut by quite a number of kilometres. It's down now to about a 5k, so it's going to be a short stage to finish off the day. Joe McGonigal and Kieran Guinea after 3 stages sit in 2nd position and their Skoda Fabia R5. Kevin Eaves and Chris Milley in the Toyota Corolla lead group, or lead class 14, and are 3rd overall. They're going very well indeed in that Corolla, currently 14.9 adrift on McGonigal. Damien Turish and Donald McAlaney, they are sitting 4th overall, 9.7 adrift in an Escort. There's another Escort of Ryan Loughran and Brendan McElhaney, 5th overall, 10.3 seconds adrift. The battle for Group N is heating up. Gavin Kelly and Eamon Gillespie in the Mitsubishi have just a 2 second advantage over Shane McGuire and Dara Kelly for 6th and 7th. 8th overall, Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty in an Escort, a further 6.2 adrift. And then we've got John Boner and Rory Kennedy tied on the same time as Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan in 9th and 10th respectively, on the same total time of 22 minutes 33.2. So they're surely going to have a big battle now through the run of the next three stages. That is the top 10. Also today we don't have the national champion from Donegal in 2017, Damien Gallagher, himself and Mike Walsh, didn't start this event due to engine problem with the car. Coming up shortly, if you log on to highlandradio.com, we will have interviews from the top 4 drivers for you. That will be online very, very soon indeed. And our thanks today as well to Top Oil, who have been fueling Ireland as they support us through a coverage of the 2017 Harvest Stages Rally. So with another 6 stages to go, there is 3 done. The cars continue to stream into service here at the concrete yard just outside Fulcala. It's Patter Horson and Damien Connolly's WRC Fiesta that lead the Skoda of Joseph McGonigal by 32.4 seconds, and Irish tarmac champion modified winner actually for 2017 Kevin Eaves is in 3rd in his Toyota Corolla.